Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
One gigantic vending machine.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Two of the biggest names in candy are getting together. This morning, Mars said it's buying Wrigley for almost $23 billion in cash. Mars makes M&Ms and Snickers. Wrigley, of course, sells gum and Lifesavers. Wrigley will be a standalone subsidiary, and Warren Buffett is buying a minority stake in it. Buffett says he understands Mars and Wrigley better than the balance sheets of most banks. Wrigley's share price shot up 25% out of the gate. Overall, stocks are down a little bit on Wall Street. The Dow has lost 21 points in the early going. It's at 12,870. The NASDAQ is down 4, and the S&P 500 is down 2. The Asian markets finished the day a fraction higher. European shares are up about 0.5% so far. Oil hit another record today, just south of $120 a barrel. Another commodity that keeps going up is rice. It's three times as expensive as it was a year ago. In this country, some stores are limiting the amount of rice people can buy. And the price hike is no fun for the restaurant business either. Ashley Milne-Tite reports from New York.
Restaurant owners in Manhattan's Little India district are swallowing a big increase in the cost of a 50-pound bag of basmati rice. Nitin Vyas is owner and manager of Madras Mahal.
We used to get $16, $18. Now we are paying almost like $36, $38.
Still, he hasn't changed his prices.
The reason is that there are a lot of the competition. To stay into the market and to stay into the business and to satisfy our customers, we haven't increased the price.
But David Selig has reached the tipping point. He owns four restaurants called Rice. He's about to introduce a 25% surcharge for a side of rice.
This may be long term. This may end up having to be a surcharge that becomes permanent.
He says it wasn't an easy decision.
People are very price sensitive, and our customers are particularly so. So it's very uncomfortable having to rise as much as we need to.
Still, with rice at record highs, it's a choice Selig can live with. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Today in Washington, a Senate committee opens hearings on contracting abuse in Iraq. This committee doesn't have a whole lot of power, but its chairman hopes the rest of Congress will be listening very closely anyway. Steve Henn has more.
Senator Byron Dorgan, a Democrat from North Dakota, says examples of waste and fraud in Iraq are too numerous to count.
You know, in cost-plus contracts, waste doesn't matter to contractors. The more they get to buy, the more money they make. And we've had testimony that brand-new $85,000 trucks have been left beside the road to be torched because they didn't have a wrench to fix a flat tire. And the contractor says, doesn't matter. Taxpayer will pay for this. We'll just buy another truck.
The hearing will feature whistleblowers who are accusing the defense contractor, KBR, of double billing the military to run a recreation center in Iraq. Dorgan says this is just one of thousands of examples of wasteful spending that together have cost taxpayers billions.
And I think that in recent years we have seen perhaps the greatest waste, fraud, and abuse this country has ever witnessed.
The Department of Justice declined to join a civil lawsuit against KBR alleging double billing in this case. The company declined to comment. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Public Affairs, publisher of The Billionaire Who Wasn't, The Story of Chuck Feeney, and his quest to give away his fortune during his lifetime, in bookstores now. By America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs, aafp.org/value. And by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist. See the world differently at newsstandseconomist.com.
How often are you really honest with your coworkers? Let's face it, there's a certain amount of BS that makes the workplace function. But the author of a new book thinks there should be less BS. Sam Colbert's new book is called Beyond Bullshit. Forgive me, but that's the title. There's an asterisk where the I should be. Colbert advocates something called straight talk. First, I asked him what he means by BS in the office.
Maybe the biggest source of baloney at work is people pretending that even though they live in a self-interested world, everything they're doing is driven by what's best for the organization. It's just like in the history of the world, no one has ever washed a rental car. In the history of the world, I don't think many people have intentionally advocated something as being good for the company that they hadn't first thought through as good for themselves.
Well, let me see if I can get an example here. Can you give me a couple of practical things that people can do right now at work to improve that communication?
Well, the first issue is, if you're talking with people, is make room for their viewpoint. By owning your ideas and using the first-person pronoun, I think, I feel, I believe, I see, that can reduce the chances of having hard-fought disputes because it leaves room for the other person to say, I see it differently.
If you have a meeting with your boss and ordinarily you might skirt around a certain issue, are you saying come straight out with it?
No. Not unless you've got the goods on your boss and some, you caught him with his hand in the cookie jar or something.
Right.
But that's not what you do. Look, straight talk is about a relationship where you really care about the other person's success and his or her general well-being. And it's not about getting rid of all the spin, but it's getting rid of the spin that has to do with deceit and illusion.
Yeah, I'm picking up on a theme here. Are you suggesting we need a little bit more humanity in the workplace? Compassion?
I think that's excellent, Scott, because we're talking, it's not just about compassion. It's about facing up to human nature as it truly exists instead of pretending that people are not biased, that people are not emotional. And when there are more straight talk relationships amongst the people in the room, all work events sound different, they look different, there are few losers. It's a question of how can each of us make out okay and not do it at the expense of the company.
Sam Colbert, author of Beyond Bullshit, Straight Talk at Work. Thanks for your honesty.
Oh, Scott, that was good.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.